I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. We've talked a lot on the program about the fighting in Yemen. It's a war that's either on the periphery of many of our thoughts or out of it altogether. But a doctoral student at Harvard has Yemen in the front of her mind. Shireen Al-Adeemi was born in Yemen. She's been watching Saudi Arabia's bombing campaign in Yemen since it began half a year ago. So she started an online petition. She's asking Americans to urge the U.S. government to stop the Saudi bombing. Shireen, thanks for coming in. Really nice to meet you.
Thanks for having me.
So this is personal for you. I know you've got lots of relatives in Yemen. How are they holding up so far?
They're really struggling. I mean, people are not working. They don't know when their next meal is going to be from. I just spoke to a cousin. He said, I don't know if I should have to start to go fishing to get my next meal. It's been a real struggle for people. And of course, there's the airstrike, so they don't know if they're going to be next.
And they've all experienced at some point or another the bombing campaign, seen things around them get detonated.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The war has affected everybody, from the people who were very comfortable economically before the war to people who have always been struggling. It's been, of course, a lot worse for them.
And 4,500 people at least have been killed since the bombing campaign started.
At least.
In a country of that size, does that imply that you know somebody who has died, or at least
Yes.
know somebody who knows somebody?
We have a family member who was killed. And I feel like every other day I'm hearing from friends who have family members who have been killed as well.
Why a petition? What do you think a petition can do?
A petition, I think, can raise awareness among people who don't know much about the situation. There's been very little written about it in mainstream media. It's actually shocking how little has been written about it. And so I felt that something like this could bring people's attention and could call on our government to do something about it, to, you know, put pressure on one of their closest allies, Saudi Arabia. I'm hoping that people could have a conversation, they could speak to their representatives and make some noise because nobody else is talking about it.
I know Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren sent you a reply. We'll be putting that online at PRI.org. What did she tell you?
She acknowledged that the situation was dire and that there have been talks in the UN and she supports the talks. It was a bit disappointing for me because she doesn't acknowledge the responsibility of Saudi Arabia. They're more responsible for casualties than any other group in Yemen. And so that was disappointing to hear that they're not named as somebody who should be taking responsibility.
Have you been in touch with your family in Yemen? Have they talked about your petition? What do they think about it?
They have. They've been circulating it around. I mean, what made me sad about this petition is that some people from Yemen actually signed the petition. And it's heartbreaking because, you know, I'm hoping to get a lot of attention here. But some of the comments that I'm getting on this petition are from Yemen. And people are like, hello, we're here. Hello, world. Hello, USA. Is anybody hearing us? But of course, this war has divided families politically.
I was going to ask you, is your own family divided about the war?
They are. And so my strategy is to just not talk about the, you know, political affiliations or, you know, anything like that, because it's not constructive. The common denominator is that everybody's suffering.
So just to play devil's advocate, have you considered whether there's a bigger diplomatic game going on? Like behind the scenes, what if there is actually an honest effort to prevent something even worse, like prevent Yemen from becoming another Syria that we just don't know about?
I mean, Yemen has always had its conflicts, but you see the deterioration that took place over the last 6 months. There's a quote that I use in my letter from the president of the International Committee of the Red Cross, and he says, Yemen after 5 months looks like Syria after 5 years. That is referring to the airstrikes. So this by far has escalated any conflict that was there before. And so I don't understand how more bombing can bring about peace.
You can read Shireen Al-Adeemi's petition at PRI.org. Shireen, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.